Welcome to Maseches Avos, Perek Dal, Mishnah Chav, Chapter 4, Mishnah 20. It's a fascinating Mishnah, both by the author and the content. Who is the author? The author is Elisha ben Avuya. Chazal teach us that Elisha ben Avuya was the Rebbe of Rebbe Meir, and he was one of the four wisest Chachamim that existed. As a matter of fact, he was Nichnas Lepardes, which means that he entered into the deepest secrets of the Torah, of creation, of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a dangerous place to enter, and sadly he emerged as a Min, as somebody who was a koifer, not bikairus, a heretic. Nevertheless, Rabbi Meir still continued to learn from him because of his brilliance, and as Chazal teach us, Rabbi Meir likened himself to somebody that eats a pomegranate, who takes the seeds and discards the waste. Rabbi Meir, his entire life, tried to bring Elisha ben Avuya back. Elisha ben Avuya, actually, the Chacham called him Acher from that point on, somebody who's different or other, not part of us, if you want to call it that. And Rabbi Meir continued to try to bring him back in tshuva, and Elisha kept saying, I'm too far gone, and Rabbi Meir kept telling him, the Pasuk says until him, Toshe Venish Hadakav Termer Shuv Bnei Yadam, that even a person's literally in the throes of death, he could still do tshuva. When Elisha ben Avuya heard that, when Acher heard that at the time of his death, he cried and he passed away. And Rabbi Meir believed that was tshuva shlema, that was sincere repentance. Maybe because of this, he is still quoted as an author, as a Tana of the Mishnah, even though he led a life that was less than perfect. Mishnah begins, Elisha ben Avuya, Elisha ben Avuya says, Haloi made yelled, a person that studies Torah while he's still a child, Lamahu doime, what could he be compared to, L'dioik suva al niyar chadash, like ink that's written on brand new parchment, the ink is clear, the text is clear, and it endures. V'haloi made zakim, but a person who waits to study Torah until they're an elderly person, Lamahu doime, what could he be compared, L'dioik suva al niyar machuk, like ink written on parchment that has already been erased, it's not so clear, it doesn't stay that long. Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda, the man from Kfar HaBavli, the city of Kfar HaBavli, said, Haloimed min haketanim, someone that studies Torah and uses children or the youth as his teacher, lemahu doime, what could he be compared, lo'ichal anavim keir, someone that eats unripe grapes that bothers his teeth, v'shoyse yayim migite, or someone that drinks wine that has not yet fully fermented, it's less than desirable. V'aloimen as they came, but a person who studies Torah from the elderly, l'mahu doime, what could he be compared, l'oichal anavim b'shule, someone that eats perfectly ripe grapes, v'sheisei yayin yosun, and drinks old wine, they're high quality, and the experience is delicious, and it's enjoyable. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, al tistakel b'kankan, don't look at the barrel, the outer part of the wine, rather that which is in it. So don't judge a book by its cover, in other words. The same way that one cannot establish the quality of the wine by just looking at the barrel, so too the wisdom of a person cannot be established automatically by looking at the age of the person that's disseminating the wisdom. Yes, kankan chadash mala yashan, you could have a brand new barrel, but it's full of the finest, oldest wine. So too, you could have a young person that's extremely proficient, knowledgeable, and understanding, and he's a great teacher. The Yashin, at the flip side, you could also have an elderly person who seems like a wise person, Shafilu Chadashim Bay, that doesn't even have new wine. He's empty from any type of deep understanding, and what he's teaching is not necessarily appropriate. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, don't judge, don't generalize. You have to understand the person as to where they're at and what their ability is, and that's ultimately whether you can learn from them or not. Wishing you a fantastic Erev Shabbos and a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.